Live, DJ Khaled, he just took over the four. He took over Monsters Radio. Who knows what's next on a Friday Night Live? Do I even got you over there? It's unbelievable. Hello, is that working right?
Is it working right? Is it working? Because that song just wanted to just play. It was like, today I'm going to play.
Right.
And you going to hear me.
Skip your intro. Right. Skip your intro. Skip your opening act, all that extra stuff. We going now, live, right now, right now.
Right now.
No stopping.
We mixing it. We going to have a mix with your intro, with this song. You better like it. If you don't like it, too bad.
Right. You bad enough, stop it. Now, I guess wasn't nobody bad enough to stop it. Hey, it is what it is. But either way it go, welcome to Friday Night Live right here on Monsters Radio Live, where we help you guys get ready for the weekend. We try to play hot music for you guys. We got fashion tips. We got who's bumping who's getting fat. A lot of things for you guys just in a little 60 minutes on a Friday night. So hopefully we can inspire you to get out and do something like it's your second childhood. So, what are some of the things that we're going to touch on tonight?
Well, there's not that much who's bumping who's getting fat. I mean, today, I don't know if people had some lives and they didn't want to get exposed, but it ain't that much up in there. Just not, maybe one or two stories I have, one or two. And then we maybe could do some Would You Rather. And that's about it. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. I might have got a couple snippets, too, or some who's bumping who's getting fat. I might have got a couple things for y'all. Matter of fact, y'all remember, y'all remember Terry Crews? Terry Crews, the big muscle dude, Terry Crews.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, him.
Absolutely.
He's talking about he's kicking 50's ass. That's all I'm going to say. What I'm going to tell y'all about it coming up just a little bit, that's all I'm going to say. He said he's kicking 50's ass. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Y'all heard what we got going on coming up, so let's go ahead and jump into some music so we can get do what we got to do to get to those stories. So here's some more new music. You know, we try to keep the Midwest updated, especially Minneapolis, Minnesota, ahead of the game. Some new Chance the Rapper featuring Super. I don't know how to say it. It's Super BWE. What is that? Boy. Super Boy? Boy? Is that boy?
Hey, that sounds good. Hey, all right. Keep saying it.
Okay. This right here is a set called Walla Cam.
Walla.
We live, y'all.
Walla.
Hit us up. 424-243-9649. Press 1 if your mom's rich. Tell us what you're doing this week.
Walla Cam. Go. Walla Cam. Walla Cam. Walla Cam. Walla Cam, you know I got a Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam.
jump, got a juni, got a plan, got a duty, got a dance, got a boogie. I'm a fan, got a tan, got a cam. It's a movie, make my gram look like champs, like your friends. Mama, mama, mama mia, tell me what your mama feed ya. You getting that cornbread and choreo, let me throw you on the story though. Try to be like story mode, you belong at the war zone on.
Playboy Cardi with Nicki Minaj. It's called Poke It Out. At first I was kind of like, eh. And now I'm kind of like, eh. It kind of grows on you.
Poke it out. Check it out. Check it out. New Glock. My Glock. Poke it out. Poke it out. Get it out. Get it out. Showing up. Showing up. Baby. Baby. Poke it out. 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 Baby. Baby, F A, baby, baby, F A, pull it out, yeah, pull it out, pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out,
pull it out. I need a bitch who won't cut it out. I let my bitch, they dirty that. Walking that bitch and I walk it out. Walking that bitch with a 30 out. She walking that bitch with a penny now. Ballin' these niggas like pity now. Tell the little bitch to come see me now. I let that bitch don't want to see me now. But the little bitch with the titties out. I know you see me on the TV now. Cardi be looking like being I'ma go fuck in the bin. Hustin' the hip. All of my bitches they get it. Poppin' a pill. Then I go get it.
That's what.
Whoa, whoa, baby, poke it out,
whoa.
Poke it out,
poke it out,
whoa. Baby, poke it out,
poke it out,
poke it out, baddie, poke it out,
poke it out,
poke it out, new watch, ice watch, check it out, check it out, new Glock, my Glock, poke it out,
poke it out,
get it out, get it out, showing up, showing up, baby, baby, poke it out,
poke it out.
Poke it out, baby.
One more to go, and then we're going to open up the lines. This is some new Dipset. It's called Stronger, and it's featuring Drama. Monsters Radio Live. Remember, we're going to open up the lines right after this.
Nigga, I feel strong. Hey, Els, how you feeling? I know how Zeke feels.
Keep me, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
Get it on my own, and it took me longer. Down and it made me stronger.
I feel strong.
No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger.
This is dedication.
What?
Matter of fact, it's a celebration.
Let's go.
And I ain't trying to preach, but I had a revelation.
Pray for me.
Now trust me, it's hard.
Hey.
But it must be a God.
Okay.
Cause I've been getting money for like 20 plus R's.
Facts.
Hard years must have brought about 20 plus cars.
Facts.
God fearing, young nigga, I was hard of hearing.
I
ain't hold the car, but I could be judged for the cars I'm staring.
That's true.
These are the Mars I'm wearing when we pulling up and all the hopes be staring.
Hey, baby.
What they need to do is pay homage to the originator.
This is that.
Before the rap, I was stashed coke in the refrigerator.
Burr.
Before that, I done sold crack to all the neighbors.
Tap.
Just looking back, I had the lumberjack and all the flames. Uncle Ricky.
Get it on my own and it took me longer. Feel like stay down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger. I feel stronger.
The almighty dip set. Honey dip, come get your lips wet. You can fuck all of us. Yeah, bloops, that's dip sex. Still pushing weight, still pumping iron. You don't wanna see the kid flex. Nigga, my arm's strong. Don't get stressed. Holes in them. Leave a nigga looking like fish neck. Got the fish scale and the Pyrex. About to whip that. Yo, new, that's old news. I did that, been to hit that. But for some reason, she missed that. She wanna kidnap my dick back. So I made sure that it was gift wrapped. And in it, I nipped that. Still got it, that white girl. Katy Perry, no riff rap. If you broke, nigga, you should fix that. She a hoe, nigga, you can't fix that. She a hoe, nigga, you can't fix that. We lit that.
Did it on my own and it took me longer. down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger, I feel stronger.
She did a thing, voila.
Wish
the face look like. She put that bye. Was everywhere like Wi-Fi. La, kills the kitty, cause I'm the cat with nine lives.
Yep.
Then we vanilla, round two, we tore off the villa. She like, you really a I'm like, don't get too familiar.
Yeah.
Who could see him? I like to see him.
Please.
Word. Who could beat him? I like to meet him.
Yeah.
Lunch and be the Rugers, me and Ruger. We the rulers, pay respect and pay a check. Who you mac to me? Baby.
Did it on my own and it took me longer. Stay down and it made me stronger. No matter what I go through, can't lose my hunger. I feel stronger, I feel stronger.
Yeah. So, alright, Friday Night Live. I had a good Friday today. You know what I mean? I ran into a couple of local celebrities. I ran into the lady from the local news on 11, the little wiry lady. I can't remember her name, but the little lady, she's nice in person, too. She was real up. You know, at first I felt a little awkward, though. You dig? I'm pretty sure sometimes people that are fans of other artists and their music, sometimes they probably go through this, too. I never realized it until today because I was like, is that? Do I know her? Is that? No. No. Okay, maybe I met her on a job somewhere before. I do be in this area a lot. Oh, is that? And I just had to take it upon myself to go up and ask, are you the? She just was like, yeah, that's me. I said, we ain't going to tell nobody. Because I know I hate it when people recognize me and they do that and it turns into a little scene. I'm not saying it happened often. Of course, I was asleep and it was the no dose. That should have taken you to another level. But, hey, it felt real at the time. But I'm just saying, yeah, so I just kept it on the low. But, you know, it's unbelievable. Have you ever been in a situation you might have seen, like, a local celebrity or somebody, and you was just kind of like, damn, is that, could that be? You know, whether it be, like, somebody maybe from the news or maybe KMOJ or, you know, something like that.
Are you talking about a celebrity or someone that's just on TV? Because I wouldn't consider the news person a celebrity.
Okay. Maybe I should say popular around the neighborhood or something like that. That's what I should say. That's why I say local celebrities, because they're not celebrities in Wisconsin. So nobody know them over there. They're just local. I mean, just people that's locally known. They'd be like local popular people. You know what I mean? That's just what I mean. You know, like, it could be, say, Frank Vassalero. Ain't that his name on the news, on one of them news channels? I don't know. I just remember his name in the news at one time. Let's say Al Roker. He's a local celebrity. Actually, he's a little bigger. Right. Okay. Who could we use as a local? To me, a local celebrity. Here's a local celebrity to me. I did bring up KMOJ. People outside of the Twin Cities, KMOJ is a local FM station. It's called KMOJA because KMOJA means community. It's a community radio network. To me, a local celebrity would be somebody that's involved within KMOJ. To me, he's like the pillar of the station. He's been there for a very long time. If you ever listen to the station, you probably already know who I'm going to say. The big man himself, Q-Bear. To me, Q-Bear is a local celebrity. I see Q-Bear in the street, I'll be, bruh.
Really?
What's up, bruh? Yes, I'm a big fan of Q-Bear. He's come a long way. He took that station to ultimate levels, and I'm just a fan of what he's done. I'll be honest, in the beginning, I wasn't the biggest fan of his commentary on the radio, but over the years he's gotten better and better and better and better, and I think he's holding his own now. So, you know, but I love what he's done with the station and all that, and the lineups and all that type of stuff. So, I am a fan of Q-Bear.
I don't know. I guess I'm not that one that's a hoorah when I see celebrities or, you know, home celebrities. I guess I'm not that person who's like, oh my God, is that? I just like, oh yeah, that's such and such. Oh, it's cool to see him. But, you know, because Minnesota's so small, you kind of like somebody knows somebody because you know them. You know what I'm saying? Or you went to school with them, or your mama knew them, or your family knew them, or somebody knew them, or somebody knows them. Mm-hmm. So that's how it is for me. I think I'm just so happy, you know, where their life is going. I think I look at them like, man, that's good where they at, you know. But I don't think I've had a moment as that. Such and such, oh my God, let me go speak. I think sometimes I just be like, yep, that's such and such, and I keep moving. Because I'm pretty sure they don't want to be bothered unless they're standing there talking to folks, you know. But, yeah, because, like, some of the local celebrities that you were talking about, you know, we can just go walk up to them and be like, hey, how you doing? You know, what's going on? And they'll know who you are, you know. Like, RL went to Henry. Like, okay, he went to Henry. So I remember him. I told him to shut up in the hallways because all he did was sing. So, you know what I'm saying? RL and them Gatano, they went to Zion Baptist Church. So we knew they can sing, you know, so it's kind of funny. Prince grew up with my family, you know, his nieces, my nieces, his cousin. So it's like crazy. So, you know what I'm saying? So for me, like some of those celebrities that are celebrities, you're like, oh, my goodness. You know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Thanks for pissing on my little clip, but.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to play some home music.
I know. That's what people be asking me questions. Oh, are you up? No, I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm sorry.
No, you good, because I'll be honest, that's one of the things in life I think people have problems with. You know, like, you can't ask people their opinion and then get mad at what they respond with. You ask their opinion, so that's all you can do is accept it, whether it's now or later. But this is now and later. Says the Gemini on my little pissy episode. DJ Iman.
Y'all. He'll be all right.
I'm a Belushi. Give you good head until you get a contusion. If you don't come back, I think I'ma lose it. I think I'ma lose it. If I ever had your number, I think I would use it. I'm feeling some way, you know I hate losing. If your heart was in the bag, I'll rob it just to prove it. Come on, you a mean diva. I got your problems by the neck like I'm John Cena. You got a past, I ain't get to go to prime either. So don't make it hard to believe that I need you. Hey, you beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ringside. I can be a lifesaver, treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. Yeah. I love attitudes, but not the drama. You made it to my heart. I'm the line, so I'm Saddam. Why LA come, you leave my Saddam. You know my charm, you say it brings problems. Let me love you, put nothing above you. If we see your ex, I overly kiss and hug you. Make him jealous, now he's overzealous. Tryna act cool, I think he's overzealous. I don't mean no harm, I'm always there. Stay true, stay calm. Whatever you do, don't ban me from your heart. I pray to God he don't keep us apart. Cause you beautiful like springtime. Let me know you in the meantime. Hopefully if things seem right, I'ma be needing your ringside. I can be a lifesaver, treat me like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby. You can get this now or later. Now or later. You can get this now or later. Now or later. It's your choice. Like a jawbreaker. You got 31 flavors, baby.
one more to play for y'all, and then when we come back, we're going to open up the line after we do the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. Just don't forget, you can also find more about the show at MonsterUSRadio.com. But check it out. We're going to jump over to some ragga music right quick. Ragga music. This is Skillinger and Josh Hendricks. Call of Duty, Monsters Radio Live, where we play everything. I mean everything. Oh, my bad. 424-243-9649. You got a friend.
Come on, who would have gone to tell them say Ganja Records USA are skilling to Josh Hendricks? Yeah. In a combination, who would have gone to tell them say Germany? This is my Call of Duty. Long time me not see more time me Rudy. In a Jah army them just recruit me. Babylon thugs with a love fish shoot me. Then loot me. See man a lion. Them a dog like Snoopy. We are trod so conscious and rooty. Nah Buffy Nike, nah Buffy Coogee. We no sell out fi step in a Gucci. One thing but the label with them call ganja. We build we own spliff, we got we own flavor. We burn chronic more than Snoop and Doctor. Dreaming of the day that we can plant a acre. At the best marijuana in the whole state. Missouri where we live, we no pose like youngster. Drive by, hail them up and you smell the reefer. Big up ganja, God Hendricks the teacher. Who am I? The emperor fi the ganja. A skillinja come fi roll it in a whistle of paper. Me wonder if some bad man police bout ya. Them wicked like five up on the border. Me not see more time, me Rudy. In a Jah army, them just recruit me. Babylon talks with a love fi shoot me. Then loot me. Them on a lion. Them a dog like Snoopy. We are tried so conscious and rooty. Now Buffy Nike, now Buffy Coogee. We no sell out fi step in a Gucci. One thing you know, for no boss killing ya. Me disappear and reappear, them fear the ninja. No checks on me, a fool, come me light like feather. Me get vexed and me change like the weather. What once was sweet, must turn sour. Diesel, me love it when it bud up and flower. Give it lots of sun and give it little shower. Yo, we burn it every little hour. My dog like Snoopy. We are charged so conscious and rootsy. Not both in Nike, not both in Gucci. We no sell out for stepping or Gucci.
You like that?
I like that.
Like I said, it's Skillinger and Josh Hendricks. That's our Call of Duties. That's not something new, but it still grooves. That's timeless to me. You feel me? That's timeless to me. So, all right. So let's go ahead and jump over here into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? And also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. So what's going on the back burner around the world? What you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, I got two things. And they all have to do with Blac Chyna and her mama.
Okay.
So one, Blac Chyna's mom spills the tea, and then Blac Chyna reportedly devastated her mom, called her a statutory rape baby. So we'll go with that one first.
Okay.
because it leads up to her mama. It leads up to her mama. Hollywood Life has learned that Blac Chyna is completely stricken by her mom's decision to tell her business in a heated rant a few days ago. Her mother, Tokyo, resorted to calling her a strange daughter, a mistake, and a statutory rape baby in a lengthy social media rant. Many observers deemed it an all-time low in their document feud. The report takes in account the severity of how their life has changed and how Blac Chyna has taken to her mother's expression by silence or ignoring the issue. She's believing to cut off her mom totally, and that her mom is putting a demonic wedge in between their relationship. Tony's most recent tirade seems to have been sparked by Blac Chyna to refuse to let her see her kids. She decides to tell her real name, and sometimes Tokyo Tony, our mother, has had a similar squabble over naming rights. Will Blac Chyna clap back? Chances are Tokyo has worsened her chances of seeing her grandchildren in the future, but sometimes we haven't heard the last from each party. No, we haven't, because Miss Tokyo is still going. No, we haven't heard the last.
Uh-oh.
All right. Blac Chyna's mother, Tokyo, is claiming to have all kind of juicy tea to spill about Miss Chyna and her celebrity friends. Last night, she gave her fans a preview of the allegations that she plans on publishing in her new tell-all book. You knew it was coming.
Oh.
Tonio went on a long rant where she threatens Chyna and her Hollywood friends what she plans to write in her book. Here's what she says. I took a mental and social media beating from this child. Yep, all the hate was planned for my pages in my book. They can't move me like that. I'm a true mama from the hood. None of her Hollywood friends are ready for me. I was verbally abused, not physically, because I would have trashed her ass across the parking lot, and still when I see her, I'm going to deal with her on point. She knows I'm not the bee for that pussy-ass weak shit she's doing. She don't like when I tell her what's right. I'm grown. Leave me alone, she says. I don't have to do anything that you say. I kept it cute. Every time she sent me $1, she wrote down every dime she ever sent me. Itemizing, listing, that's why I don't ask her for money. I never let on of any of this. I kept pushing on. I didn't let it ruin my day or life. That's okay. She says, dear future, sorry in advance. I'm going to tell the truth in my book. It's no harm towards you, but I'm going to spill all the tea in the book. Sorry about you too, with your wife, Angela Brink, you too. She's about to drop the tea on you too. So Angela, future, trouble man. And also, she said, bitch, nobody is safe. I said, nobody is safe. Even Amber pulled up on me years ago on some shit, pulled me to the side. I'm going to tell that in the book. None of you are safe. Y'all saw this shit, called me mama, and watched me die, Hollywood. Ain't seen a bit it like y'all here in years. Silent whispers, the art of war will be out as soon as I get the money, bestseller. Sorry, Tigger, I got to put you, put the time you beat her ass and send her to Mexico for facial reconstruction. It's all there. I'm no snitch because I wasn't there or had any part of any Hollywood. Y'all effed up. The rant goes on to say that she's going to tell about Tony, Tiny and T.I.'s threesome with basketball wife stars Anya Brinks. Angel is popular on her America TV show and a fashion designer. But that's not all. Chyna mom also claims that Tyga beat her up and that she's going to put all those allegations in, and every Hollywood person that she knows, they're going in the book, so get ready.
Oh, wow, wow. I mean, do you think the book is going to sell?
Absolutely.
It most likely will. But I think it's kind of a shame, though, that's what people have to resort to for fame. But, I mean, is she doing it for money and fame, or is she doing it out of, I need to go see counseling, and I'm just going to put everybody's shit out there? Because, I mean, what did Tiger do? Tiger didn't do nothing. What did some of these other people do? Are they going to really Do they really deserve to be in your all-tale book? Putting them on blast?
I guess she's mad because no one is calling her and say, hey, I'm supporting you, I'm on your side. They're all just being quiet or back in China. So I think if someone would have said, hey, you know what, I got you, I understand, maybe she would have thought, got a different look. But now she mad at Hollywood because ain't nobody backing her. So she mad at everybody. Everybody going to get it.
Well, I tell you two things right off the top. One, okay, you say you're a real hood mom. Let's keep it 10,000 now. Let's keep it 10,000. Real hood people know, mind your motherfucking business. Don't get involved. That's the hood thing. And number two, maybe the other people, maybe they think it, well, if I go and tell her, you know, I'm on your side, maybe if she comes out with a book, she going to put in the book that I came to her and supported her. And I'm really trying to do it on the low. So, I mean, what do you do? It's a catch 22 plus 3.
Well, let's keep it 100. If you a hood mama, first of all, you don't snitch. Because we all know snitches get what?
Stitches.
Bitch, stop playing. You better ask somebody. So, I'm just saying, hood code threw out the window. She is now that mom that she's saying that she's not. Telling the business. You don't tell your business. You keep it in, you keep it on the lock. But now she about to tell the business to get paid because she's tired of her daughter putting it out there as, you know, she want her, she
right.
want her money. She feel like now, you know, Hollywood, she in Hollywood now, she could tell their business, now break her off a piece of this Hollywood. So, hey,
right.
get ready, y'all. Sorry in advance because people going to, but to me, this is another way of black on black, taking down black on black. Another way. But, hey, it's going to sell because white folks are going to pick it up and be like, here these niggers go again. now we got the stripper mom talking about our black, you know, stripper mom setting it off. Oh, this is great. Let's put a movie on it. So it's ridiculous.
Right. Okay. Let's see, what else do we got over here? Let's see, I got a couple things over here. Now, here's something for you artists out there. When it comes to promo, now I be on everybody back about shirts, about you shouldn't be performing or you shouldn't be going around at big events without your brand on your shirt and on your back. So everybody is wondering what is on your shirt and on your back, and it causes attention to you and your brand. This guy named Travis Scott, y'all know who he is, took it to a whole another level. This is what I'm talking about. he got a $30,000 rap job. I ain't talking about with the mic, y'all. This is what I'm talking about. Check it out. It says Travis Scott celebrated the release of his new album like a world-class baller by promoting it all the way up to 35,000 feet. Not only did he book a private jet to take him and his crew to the Astroworld release party in Chicago Thursday night, he got his ride with a custom rap job to match. That's right. He wrapped a plane. Yeah, he wrapped a plane. Scott's team hit up a private jet company in Van Nuys for the special occasion, which provided the Challenger jet, for the rapper with up to 8 of his peeps for their travels. They did all this, and they also wrapped it. And now it's in some special wrap. That's why $30,000, because got to reach the FAA approval. So that's what he's doing, y'all. You see him in the sky, and it say Astroworld. That's him on that plane. Now also here it says, from what we're told, Travis's new album, which drops Friday, has already been the source of controversy, but not because of the music. Clearly, he's not letting it bring him down. That was a corny-ass joke. I don't even know why they even tried to put that in there. It got me sounding like a whack-ass comedian. My normal comedy is even better than that. I'm just saying. So, let's see. What else do we got over here? Now, you said that's what you had, right? Was those ones?
Oh, you know what? I saw one more. Hold on. I got one more. And, of course,
what you got?
R. Kelly.
Uh-oh. Mr. What was
Kelly.
It? 19-minute song. How you going to sing for 19? Can you imagine him trying to do that in concert? No, bro. You're going to pass out.
I admit.
My bad.
I admit. I admit. Hold on, y'all still with me? Okay, I admit. No. I admit I'm done. I admit I'm walking out.
You, bro. Right.
But.
Oh, it just started raining heavy. I'm just saying.
Yes.
If you're in the Twin Cities and you got your car windows down, you might want to run outside and put them up. But my bad. Come on,
Mama. Absolutely. R. Kelly's manager, wanted by the cops for alleged death threats. His manager.
What?
He still
what?
Got one of those? Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't think anybody was still with him, but okay. R. Kelly's
okay.
manager is wanted in Georgia for allegedly threatening to kill the father of one of Kelly's girlfriends. Cops in Henry County tells us that they have an arrest warrant for James Mason, who Timothy Savage claims leveled a very specific death threat against him. Timothy made headlines for claiming Kelly has made his daughter Jocelyn Savage one of his sex slaves. TMZ broke the story. Mm. Papa Savage went to cops back in May claiming James called him and said, "I'm going to do harm to you and your family when I see you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to effing kill you." We're told cops went to haul Mason in for terroristic threats and acts. Although Savage continues to claim Jocelyn's being held captive, he saw her in Beverly Hills a few weeks before Manson's alleged threat. She insisted her father is wrong. Mason tells us his lawyer will contact police and he is intended to cooperate, but he maintains his innocence towards the allegations.
Right. Okay. Okay. Wow. Wow.
Serious. Like, I'm telling y'all, simple threats can get y'all a restraining order and in jail. I'm telling y'all, I know a person who handed a phone, like, he called a chick and she was threatening the girl and he got a restraining order put on him because he passed her the phone.
Right. Look.
So y'all got to be careful.
I'll tell you, here's a funny one that happened to me years ago. Was with a lady. You know, we're breaking up, whatever. I'm somewhere else. She calls me. She's talking about something. If you ain't that bad, I'm going to throw all your clothes in the street.
Oh.
I'm going to do all this extra stuff to your items you got over here. Bloop, 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 bloop. I said, you better not do a goddamn thing to my shit. Oof, 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 I swear, you know me. Don't fuck up. I'm going to come get my shit later. Right? Now, she
right.
called the police and said, what would happen if he came here and did something to me? These motherfuckers put out a warrant for my arrest. For fifth degree assault. Yeah. It took me to jail behind that shit. Now, once we got to court and everything was played out, I was like, okay, we're going to dismiss this bullshit. But just to let you know, you cannot intimidate someone. That's what it comes down to. If you intimidate them, you put some fear in them, that is an assault. You cannot do it. Not in the state of Minnesota, you can't.
Let's be clear. You men can't. Because I'm pretty sure women has made that claim over and over and over again. And only a few of us, only a few have went to jail. Only a few. I am not implicating myself tonight. I'm not implicating myself tonight.
Yes, as you know, they come get you today. We can't get you out till Monday.
They got to find me first. I ain't saying my address. I left the studio already. I'm on the phone. I left the studio. They cannot find me at all.
Right. Location.
You don't know my whereabouts. You hold on to the code. You hold on to the code, my brother. Hold on to the hood code.
Great. All right, let's see. Let's go ahead and slap a breather in here. Let me see. I don't even know what I want to play. I don't even know what I got to play. I don't even know what I should play. I had a little groove going, but shoot, we got to talk and I forgot what the groove felt like.
Oh, dang. You know, you first you put on some little reggae. You kept it kind of cool. You kept it kind of chill. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have Level Up by Sierra or no? No?
No.
Oh.
Hold on, let me double check. Try to think of something else. Let me see if I got it. I doubt it. I just don't think it made it to Getting Loaded.
Charlie Wilson? Do me some Charlie. Like, he's always a this weather type, bring us woo into the groove. Awesome.
Okay, I got some Charlie.
Tyrese. Hey, it's raining. People are opening up the windows and getting nasty right now. So, hey, we going to help them get that way. I'm just saying. They are undercover. They in their car. They done perked on the radio. They need some who's bumping who, who's getting fat music. Stop playing. I'm just saying.
She said they need some who's bumping who and who's getting fat. That sounds like some sexy get pregnant shit. Okay, I got Charlie Wilson, Good Time. That's kind of fast. Charlie Wilson, Blessed. That's kind of gospel. And we got Charlie Wilson, There Goes My Baby, which is a throwback.
There we go.
That sexy one. Okay.
That's
In the Rain.
One. In the Rain.
You know, Stephen, No Umbrella. Charlie Wilson,
yes.
There Goes My Baby. Friday Night Live.
Hey.
Yeah.
We live, y'all.
So,
there goes my baby. Hey. Come on, I'm back here.
Don't forget.
Back in the studio. You ready to step? Let's get it. Let's go. To the left. To the right.
I was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valley.
Handle it for me.
I was only there to hang. Wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady.
Then I said to myself,
there goes my baby. Oh,
hi.
My destiny only is one for me. There goes my baby. Look at her. Hi. Oh,
she gonna be the one.
Was coming at the shoe store, pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's. That's why the pretty girl's hand. Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on her cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah,
take her to my mama house. If she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her lovely, lovely.
Hi. Okay, that one slid in there pretty nice. Okay, I'm rocking with that. That slid in there pretty nice.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I'm a DJ, right, you know.
See.
You taught me well.
No, you're not.
Saying?
No, you're
okay.
Not.
Okay. Stop hating. I'm just saying. You ain't got to hate. Don't be trying to steal my thunder because I stole yours. I'm a DJ in my head, in my mind. Don't be playing. I could keep the beat going. I could keep the crowd rocking by the words of the song, by the name of the song. Oh, that
hey,
should go with
look,
that.
Look, y'all. Look, she's not playing. She's not playing. If you came out to any of our events and you've seen us up there doing our thing, and you see me when I had to walk away and she was up there running the ones and twos, I did not set that up for her. Them grooves she was setting, there's a couple, even the other DJs said, damn, you got her like that. Bro, I didn't teach her that. I come up there, I'm like, what did you do? I mean, how do you even know how to go through my playlist and even find it? Well, that sounded like it was a good song. Wait, what? Yeah, that one, and then that one sounded like it would come after. That sounded like another good song. Wait, what? That's what you're going by? The words? Yeah, and you're grooving like that? Uh-huh, absolutely. If you don't get your ass off my DJ board. She's really unbelievable. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, yeah.
No time. Well, did I ever drop the bottle? He could walk away, wouldn't even know it, though, unless we told you my secret. I'm just saying.
Right.
But some of the songs I do know, but on his set, nah, I was like, all right, blind. I'm going in blind. Because I was like, okay, I don't even know where to look. So it was like I had to look in this spot to that spot. And I was like, oh, that sound good. Oh, that sound good. But what helped y'all, I am going to say, he did have it in the category like groove for ladies. I stayed in there because he do know how to groove for the ladies. So I was like, okay, I'm going to stay here.
Right. Especially that last, remember that one? We was about to make a whole run with that. Remember that, what was it? Was it a Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Friday night? And I just kept it all like just groove, just straight groove.
Sexy.
It wasn't. Yeah. Everybody was coming like, bruh, I'm really loving this. I thought people was going to be like, come on, man, can you turn it up a little bit? Can you, can I get some of this? Can I get some of that? No, they was like, ride that, bruh. Ride that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, that's what's up.
He's like, what y'all play next? I said, I got you, boo. You hit my neck of the woods because I love me some R&B and Skeeping and Sexy because that's Miss Unbelievable. You know, she likes to do unbelievable
right.
things. That's going on. So.
Right. That wasn't a wet Wednesday. That was a splash Friday. So, all right,
hold on.
I got one more last. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Gossip Lifestyle, while it's still raining outside. But I'm going to let you decide. Which one should I do? Because one's kind of a novelty, like what the fuck? And another one, I think it's kind of a real story, something that, I mean, eventually people are going to talk about. And if you want to go at it for a couple minutes, we can. Now, the one is Tekashi 6ix9ine. Stolen jewelry makes a return, or so it seems. That's what one story is. And the other story is Neo says it's time for hip-hop to step up and embrace the LGBT models. So which one would you like to talk about? The novelty or the issue?
Let's go with Neo.
Okay. This is what Neo is talking about when he says it's time for hip-hop to step it up and embrace LGBT models. Neo believes there's an opportunity for hip-hop artists to be the champion for the LGBT community, and the job is open for the taking. The singer of the World of Dance, Judge, and was leaving LAX Friday when it was brought up over the controversy of a transgender model being edited out of Travis Scott's new album cover. Is that the one they're talking about dropped Friday? Neo doesn't slam the rapper, especially since Travis' team says it wasn't his fault. But he makes it clear that the LGBT model deserves more respect and equal treatment in hip-hop. And they got pictures up here of the original and the album cover. I really can't tell what's going on with it. I see the edited part. They threw a box or threw something in front of another little piece, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting at that age. I can't really tell what is what over here. But there is definitely a lot of booty. There's even a couple nipple Oreos in here. But it says, and if someone were to spearhead a movement on behalf of those models, Neil said they go down in history. On a lighter note, Neil weighed in on his fellow Woe DJ J-Lo and A-Rod and whether the disgustingly cute couple will be getting hits. And they ain't got nothing to do with what they talking about right there. So I guess they're saying because of this model was LGBT or an LGBT model, they cut the person out of it. And Neil is basically saying it's time for hip hop artists to step up and I guess, you know, use the models and whoever is can go down in history. Let's see. I don't know how else to put it out there, but that's basically what he's saying. Stop discriminating against LGBT models. But, you know, I guess if you're a straight guy, I mean, could that send the wrong signal? And would it matter? I don't know. I mean, I guess those are two issues that could be brought up in that discussion. I mean, how you feel about what he says?
I think everybody wants to have rights, the right for this. I think, like with anything, it's a choice. They can pick and choose who they decide that they want to have in their video. There's always going to be controversy with our LBG. I know there's another P.
LGBT.
LGBTP. You got to put the pan one.
Who was it that started that?
Pan-Sabian. Ooh. Pan-Sabian. Pan-Sabian.
I know what you're talking about.
And that would be Monet.
Yeah.
So, literally, everybody's not comfortable yet. The rap game is getting used to our gay rappers, and, you know, they're okay with the lesbians. They've always been okay with the lesbians. They always gave lesbian passes from forever because that's pretty much every man's fantasy to turn a lesbian into straight. But for a gay men, it's always been a taboo because they always feel like the gay man wants their booty. Now you got transgender, and you're like, okay, what do you like? You know, it's getting an understanding of that community and deciding if your morals or your how you feel fits it. If your morals don't, you keep it out. If you're open, you be that one. So
right.
It's still a choice. If you decided that you just put that person in your video, then you ride it all the way because you made that choice. Don't make that person feel bad when you put them in there and then you take them out. It's still your choice, but you put them in there because
right.
you can't stand the heat of it. So to me, I think you stand on your own truths. For me, my morals have nothing against them. Love y'all. I probably wouldn't. Morally, I wouldn't. Don't have nothing against y'all. Y'all don't come bashing me. Look up, Miss Unbelievable. I love y'all. That's your choice. I don't condemn y'all, but me personally, nah. I'm not doing it. There's too many. But let me say this. If I don't know and you're there, cool. If I know, then no. If you ain't telling me how I'm this, none of my business. I'm going to choose you by your looks or how it's going to go. If I know, I probably will be like, this is not one of the battles I'm willing to fight in my art street. Not today.
Right. Yeah, and that's something that you know, I guess the culture has to respect, too. You know what I mean? Every artist, like you said, may not be willing to take on that fight. You know what I mean? They may say, that's not my fight, not right now in my career. Or, you know what I mean? It's not that they have anything against you. Like you said, it's just not their fight. It is what it is. So, all right, that's the end of our show for tonight. Let's see, tune in tomorrow. Oops, there ain't no show tomorrow. We need to have one. We should have a reggae show. Maybe we could bring that back. I think what we should do is bring out something international. And I'm saying, man, with this whole thing going overseas right now, I'm telling you, these London artists are flooding me with a lot of music. And I think a lot of it is really good, but it's not, some of it's not within the genre that we play. But I think we probably could open up the gates, you know what I mean, to make that bridge between there and here, and maybe find some artists from here within that genre and just mash them all together.
Well, I mean, let's think about Takeover Tuesday. Let that be just an international play. We do some international, some mixed. Let's just some old school hip hop. Let's just do a genre of music to say. Or, like you said, we could just have an international day.
No, because I would rather give it its own spot, because some of it is like heavy metal. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's way out of our normal. But some of it is good, though. You know, when it's good music, I like it. Like, some people would think I wouldn't like country. I love me some Shania Twain, Reba McEntire, you know what I mean? Things like that. Let's see, there's some rock. I can't tell you none of the artists, but there's some rock songs that I like. I couldn't tell you who they are.
Def Leppard is a wonderful rock band. Kiss was a wonderful rock band. Deadheads, they're a good one.
Okay. But you know what I mean? But maybe we should broaden our horizons a little bit, you know what I mean? But we'd have to find somebody to help run those shows, you know what I mean, to help know what that quality music is. If we've been on cutouts, so they'd be like, no, that's a hit. They'd be like, nah.
Or maybe just say play it, and have the people be like rush it or flush it or keep it or diss it or you know, yay or nay. You know, let's have the people, like, we don't make that decision. Mm-hmm. We just run it and be like, what y'all think? Should this be a keeper or no? Let it go.
Right. I got it. Is it monstrous or is it Muppet? Muppet means
yeah.
Is it monstrous or Muppet? It's not ready for monstrous radio.
Monstrous
or Muppet? No, we got to think of something nicer than that. My song ain't no Muppet. But I we'll come up with something.
Okay, let's be nice. Monstrous or a maybe. You know, or something. Maybe not.
Okay.
Monstrous or maybe not. At least I didn't say absolutely not.
Right. We'll come up with something. Oh, man. All right, y'all, tune in to Monstrous Monday when we tell y'all about what we do over the weekend and what we got going on and what's coming up for the next part of the week. You might be able to win some shirts. We're going to tell you about the trip coming up with the tour, all kinds of things. You know what I mean? We're going to be going live from London, from Paris, from Amsterdam, from Bristol. You ain't going to want to miss it. I'm even going to try to do some live video stuff. Oops. So, yeah, stay tuned so you can get all the links and know where to find them at. So, all right, we are Monsters Radio Live. We are the Monstars. Make sure you check us out also at monsterusradio.com. Now, I just got the blabbering on and blabbering. This show's already over. All right, y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Thank you for listening.
Look, backup music didn't even work. Come on, man.
They said goodbye. They said goodnight. They said goodnight.
Right.
Goodnight.
Ain't nothing working. They're bad.
They get in.